This quasi-experimental study examined the effectiveness of computerized cognitive rehabilitation in improving academic engagement among lower secondary students experiencing academic underachievement. The study used a pre-test-post-test design with an experimental group and a control group. The statistical population consisted of lower secondary students with academic underachievement in Tehran during the first semester of the 2023-2020 for academic year. 30 students were selected through convenience sampling and randomly assigned to an experimental group, N equals 15, and a control group, N equals 15. Academic engagement was measured using the Zarang Academic Engagement Questionnaire, which assesses cognitive, motivational, and behavioral engagement. The experimental group completed a 12-session computerized cognitive rehabilitation program using Captain's Log version 14, delivered twice weekly and designed to train 22 foundational and high-order cognitive skills, including focused and sustained attention, divided and selective attention, working memory, auditory and visual processing speed, response inhibition, problem-solving, and logical reasoning. The control group did not receive the computerized intervention during the study period. Data were analyzed with analysis of covariance after checking the main statistical assumptions. The experimental group showed a marked increase in academic engagement from pre-test, M equals 80.86, SD equals 9.87, to post-test, M equals 103.26, SD equals 11.1, whereas the control group showed only a small descriptive increase from pre-test, M equals 86.46, SD equals 11.36, to post-test, M equals 88.8, SD equals 10. ANCOVA indicated a statistically significant group effect after controlling for pretest scores. F1:27 equals 7.11, P equals 0.013, partial eta squared equals 0.208. These findings suggest that computerized cognitive rehabilitation may be a useful school-based adjunct intervention for strengthening academic engagement among students with academic underachievement. Although future studies with larger samples, active control conditions, and follow-up assessments are needed.